Item 12, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, requesting authorization to apply for one or more United States Fish and Wildlife Service Great Lakes Restoration Initiative Joint Venture Habitat Restoration and Protection Grants. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Haley, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. In our ongoing effort to chase down meaningful grant opportunities for the Parks Department, we found yet another one. This one has a special focus on areas that are known where migratory birds might stop over as they do their migrations. What that basically boils down to is our lakefront, and so we're applying for a grant to do land maintenance and stewardship activities in our lakefront parks in the southern half of the county.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman and committee members, and yes, if Mr. Haley always does a great job as far as synopsizing things, I'm going to move that we take 12, 13, 14, and 15 together. I'll move approval of those unless committee members want separate action. These are all, in essence, various grants, et cetera, and I think can be taken as a package deal unless colleagues want separate action. But I would ask Mr. Haley maybe to give a 30-second presentation on each and every one.
Is there objection to taking those items together?
No.
Hearing none, Mr. Haley, could you just briefly summarize?
Let's see, I hit 12. 13, very similar to what was... 13, I should pay attention.
May I read these?
I'm sorry. Let's read them into the record so that the streaming audience is aware of what our activity involves.
Okay, item 13, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, seeking authorization to grant land and easement rights to the City of Milwaukee to facilitate roadway improvements along the north side of Washington Park. Item 14, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, seeking authorization to grant a permanent easement to Wisconsin Electric Power Company to allow for the construction, operation, and maintenance of underground electric power on county property located in Lincoln Park. And item 15, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, requesting authorization to apply for funding from the Menominee Watershed Group for one or more projects to take place within the Menominee River watershed. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Haley.
I'll start with number 13, and I'll try to keep it under 30 seconds. The City of Milwaukee and the State of Wisconsin are rebuilding Lloyd Avenue, which runs along the northern edge of Washington Park. In order to do so and remain compliant with all the current standards that require bicycle and pedestrian accommodations, they need a small strip of land and a permanent easement on which sidewalk and roadway will be constructed. It's a benefit to the park and the community. There is no walk there now. 14. Very similar to what the zoo just had here, Wisconsin Electric Power is bringing new power to Lincoln Park to provide for a budget-approved irrigation system. We need an upgraded service. This provides them the permanent easement they need to bring that to us. Number 14 is another grant opportunity from the Menominee Watershed Group. It's a large pot of money that's being doled out. We're hoping to garner some of that to utilize in our Menominee River Parkway reconstruction project for green infrastructure. How'd we do?
Very good. Any questions by committee? We have a motion to approve those four items. If there is no further question, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve items 12, 13, 14, and 15, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption of items 12, 13, 14, and 15 prevails.
Thank you.
Item number 16, please.